I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Fantastic. Where am I talking to you from today?
Actually, I'm in Drumheller right now.
There you go.
On the road doing talks in Delia today.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and keeping our listeners informed on what scams are going around. And we're going to talk about buy and sell scams and parking lot gold scams this morning. Starting things off with the buy and sell scams and Facebook Marketplace. It can be a little sketchy in there.
Definitely. The biggest problem with Facebook Marketplace and a lot of the fraud and scams that occurs there is all related to deposits. It's so, so important to never, ever give a deposit related to one of these ads, no matter what, until you see the item in person. I don't care how good of a deal that tractor, lawnmower, patio set, Lululemon jacket, whatever it might be. Please, please do not give a deposit. You need to be prepared to lose it because it is just too easy for scammers to create fake profiles and pretend to be from Drumheller or pretend to be from wherever. And that item often does not exist.
And let's be honest, you don't even know this person. Why would you send them money?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we all
we're so trusting.
Yeah, we're trusting. And I think we all want a good deal. And I think the scammers scare us.
Yeah.
With comments like, I've got 10 people waiting. If you don't send me $50, it's gone, right?
So how do I protect myself?
Well, before you entertain, you know, dealing with a particular seller in particular, click on their profile. If it's a new profile on Facebook, probably 99% of the time it's a scammer. You need to also click on their profile and check them out. Where are they from? If there's palm trees in all of their pictures, they're probably not from Alberta, you know?
What?
I know. I wish we had palm trees in Edmonton.
Wouldn't that
but
be nice?
Sadly,
yeah.
No. Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah. And also look for weird things. Like I always tell people to do a reverse image search. So if you're on your computer and you right click on the image, you can search Google for that image, like where else you can find it online. And when you do that, you can often see where they stole the original picture from. And just be suspicious, you know, just don't send those deposits. I like to play tricks on them. So let's say I'm looking at an item in Lethbridge. I'll say, actually, I have a brother in Lethbridge. He can come over and have a look at that lawnmower today. Watch how fast the scammers run for it, right?
Thank you for that. I like it. Now let's talk about these parking lot gold scams. What are they doing? Selling stuff out of the back of the car or what?
Yeah, kind of. You remember we used to hear about the leather jackets out of
yes.
the back of a van?
Yes, stereo equipment. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, and I think those are still around occasionally, but most often we hear about the gold parking lot scams now. Sometimes they'll pretend to be in trouble. So they'll say that they had car trouble or they need money for gas and they just want to sell you some of this really expensive gold and they'll come up to you and that sort of thing. Well, I'm sure most of your listeners can understand where this is going, Sean. The gold is obviously not real, very, very poor quality. They often tell some very sympathetic sob stories about what's going on in their life. Please do not buy this gold. It is not worth anything. Also, you could be putting yourself at risk because sometimes these individuals will also pickpocket you at the same time. They'll work in groups and suddenly your watch is missing and other things are missing. They'll kind of distract you in that way. So you need to be really, really careful and aware of your surroundings.
If it's too good to be true, what do we say?
It usually is.
It usually is. She takes this show on the road, folks, and she'll gladly come to your town to talk about scams. How do they get a hold of you, Julie?
Well, they can get in touch with you probably, Sean, and reach out to me that way, or they can find me on all the social media. I'm on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram. Just look for Julie Matthews.
And you have a website now.
I do, juliematthews.ca.
There you go. Julie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Have a great day.